Welcome to another exciting and informative episode of the Eye on Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Corey Chapman. Alongside for the ride is my good buddy, John Bartolovich. Hello, John.
Hello, Corey.
Hey, hello, today, everybody. Oh, boy, here we go. He's going off script. Anybody else that you want to say? Today, we're excited to welcome a guest to the show. John, we're always just talking to each other. This is going to be fun. I'm really excited about it. So, our fascinating guest is an Indian optometrist currently based in California. She's passionate about eye care and technology. She has a full-time role in the industry and is actively involved in defining strategies, planning, and executing various services to build a robust telehealth solution focused on the need of eye care providers. She's been a speaker at several national and international conferences, panel discussions, and online webinars. She's also been featured in Corporate Optometry Nation Podcast, USA, Women in Optometry Podcast, USA, Visions Trust, Africa and Humans of Optometry in India. Oh, my Lord. Right. She is also one of the instructors on Guru Med Africa and has developed a course on telemedicine tips and tools. She's recently recognized by Vision Monday magazine as a rising star for most influential women in optical in 2022. Happy to have the host of the Nerdy Optometrist podcast on our show today. Please welcome Ukti Vora.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Corey and John. I feel humbled when you read all of this, but it's been a pleasure to be on this podcast. Thank you once again for inviting me.
I think that summary was like a whole podcast by itself. Like that was a whole episode. This might be part two. Ukti, it's always great to welcome and talk to a fellow podcaster to the show. So thanks for joining us.
Likewise.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into podcasting.
So for me to get into podcasting, I have to say there were several people actually who actually contributed in, you know, me starting something. So as you rightly mentioned, right, I got my optometry from India. I moved to United States 6 years ago, and I was trying to find my own path in the country where I had to pretty much restart my career, because either you have to go back to optometry school, try to do something, you know, to be part of the industry. And while I was doing my own research, I always was inclined on, you know, doing something where I can give back to the community. And I was introduced to the world of podcasting at that time by Dr. Maria Sempalis. Everybody knows her because of her corporate optometry effort initiative. And she interviewed me for a couple of episodes. And that's where I found this was a very cool tool, which was not yet being utilized enough when I started podcasting, especially in the Asian population or people from India where I come from. And I thought, you know what? I don't like being on video, though now I do have a YouTube channel, but that was not my initial thought. I just wanted to be a voice. And that's why I thought, let me start podcasting. Let me see how good or bad it would be and how many people would even like to hear me. But I just thought of starting it and giving it a shot. So that's how, you know, I got into podcasting, to try to give back something. But trust me, I've learned a lot more than what I thought I initially wanted to do.
That's great, Ukti. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of your podcast?
Absolutely. So Nerdy Optometrist podcast is definitely, I think, who I am and who most of my guests are. We are definitely nerds in the industry. And the podcast does not really focus on, you know, too much of a clinical stuff. If you're looking for, say, skills or tools and tips for, say, myopia management, probably that's not what I focus on. My podcast mainly focuses on life journeys and stories which you cannot easily Google. So you can always Google, right, like, hey, what courses I need to do and, you know, what path I need to do. But how did someone pave their own path? What was their struggle when you see someone is successful? Was it always beautiful or what were the roadblocks? And there are a lot of myths in our industry when it comes to, say, you know, technology, or when it comes to low vision, or like things where, you know, when it comes to even a nonprofit organization, how can you be part of it, make a change, and, you know, together make that difference. So that's what Nerdy Optometrist podcast focuses on. Just a fun way of learning something new from each other and making sure that, you know, we have fun in the process. So that's the overview of the podcast.
So storytelling and fun are the goals of your podcast. Anything else?
Absolutely. So I feel one thing that I think as one of my goal, or, you know, something that I try to achieve through Nerdy Optometrist is, you know, I try to make sure that it is fun. So I also have a fun game segment in most of my podcast where we try to know people beyond optometry, because sometimes we are so focused in optometry, eye care, optical, just eye care in general. We don't know each other as persons. So I do have a game segment in all of my episodes called Rapid Fire or this or that. We play different games just to know people beyond eye care and optometry and have that human touch and the fun side that we have as all part of eye care industry.
Mukti, what are the biggest differences in eye health care between India and the U.S.?
The biggest differences in eye health care between, say, in India and U.S. is, there are a couple, but just to highlight a few, one to begin with is the scale, right? The Indian population is 1.3 billion, if I'm not wrong, yeah. And that's a huge need for eye care services, while the human resources are shortage all across the world, and we are aware about that. So I would say one biggest thing is like the scale and the volume that you would need eye care services in India. Also, we do not have a very strong insurance presence or, you know, the role how it plays in US and India. Though eye care or healthcare is affordable, but we do not have an insurance where, you know, people would be obliged or, you know, they would have that privilege to get like free eye care every year and things. So that those are like, I would say, like a couple of changes. Also, the scope of practice of optometry in India is quite different than the scope of practice of optometry in the United States, because regulations are still in process in India. Though we have 50 optometry schools and a lot of efforts happening in India, there is a definite difference in the way optometry is already established in United States versus in India. So there are different nuances, but the scope and the pace at which Indian optometrists are growing and establishing, I think it's commendable.
Excellent. So you are, I'm taking this right off the website, you are actively involved in defining strategies, planning, and executing various services to build a robust telehealth solution focused on the needs of eye care providers. What's that involve?
So that, I actually have to step back and tell you why even that statement was made. So to begin with, I was bumped into the telehealth space by accident. And I joined the telehealth space pre-COVID, where, you know, telehealth was something that we would discuss this openly. It was more of a hush-hush kind of a discussion. COVID hits, and now I'm in the post-COVID era where everybody talks about telehealth and it become a new norm. And during this transition, I was able to see what are the gaps or requirements where initially people thought it was a threat. Then they felt it was a need and, you know, how it can help. Everybody was forced to use telehealth. But as an optometrist and now being part of the industry, I see both sides of the industry or the requirement, and I can see the gaps between it. So when I say, you know, planning, strategizing, and coming up with solutions, that's what I'm trying to do in my day job, as trying to find what more can we do to help both the eye care industry or, say, eye care providers, as well as the patient's requirement from an industry standpoint. Because now I think everybody would like to be part of telehealth or adopt telehealth at some point, but still there are a lot of gaps. We have barely scratched the surface, and I'm trying to do my small bit to, you know, bring us closer to making it more of a hybrid and accessible world when it comes to eye care services.
This is going to be a loaded question, I guess, but what do you see as the future of eye care, Mukti?
Well, the future of eye care, I definitely would say, is super bright. I would definitely would like to start with that. And the reason I say the future of eye care is very bright, or I would be happy to say that I'm so proud to be part of this industry. For one, the reason, the way I see a whole transition of using technology not just because I'm a huge advocate of it, but as we've recently started exploring opportunities with technology and eye care and healthcare, the scope is tremendous, and everybody and anybody can now, you know, go beyond borders or beyond their four walls. And that's why I see so many people adopting technology, adopting social media, adopting different ways to read awareness, talk about services, and, you know, even create the this importance that we need to do when it talk when it comes to eye care and eye health. So I definitely feel with so much of need and so much of effort, the future of eye care is definitely very bright.
Ukti, thank you so much for your time today. We've had a great time talking to you. Can we get you to come back sometime down the road for a follow-up show?
Absolutely, Corey. All I'm right. Just a message away. You can always call me. It's been a pleasure to be on this show, and I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for, you know, even thinking about me and inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Always. We love it. For more information on Ukti's podcast, Nerdy Optometrist, please visit nerdyoptometrist.com. And that's our show. So again, thank you, Ukti, for your time today. For John Bartolovich. Sorry, John.
Thanks, Ukti.
For John Bartolovich, I'm Corey Chapman. This has been another episode of the Eye on Healthcare podcast.